The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, starting on the left this time, my Nico. There it happened again. We have a... Yes. My nephew, Nico Seymour, is joining us. It's a family joke because Nico is also my four-year-old son Emmett's godfather, and he calls him my Nico. That's how he refers to him.
He is my Emmett.
He is your Emmett.
And it's great to be here.
Yes, it's great to be here, as always. Thanks for coming and sharing your super spicy, cool tea with me earlier. It was really good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Delicious.
I had more right about now.
Yeah. What, you said it was from Teavana?
It's from Teavana. My friend Debbie gave it to me. It's called rooibos chai, and my grandma always would pronounce rooibos as ruby boo, so I think of her every time I drink it.
Oh, that's very nice. Dan, you now have a mug in front of you.
I do.
It's good to have you here, Dan Maggio.
Thank you.
And what are you drinking?
Coffee.
Cafe?
Irish coffee.
Just regular coffee. Coffee. We're not allowed to bring alcohol anymore to the studio.
After the incident? Which incident?
That was a good, well-played one. Yes, after that incident.
Well, we're on probation.
Someone who is definitely not on probation is Dean Crispacini.
Oh, you don't know.
double secret probation.
Hello.
We're always glad to have you here on
the show.
Thank you.
It's always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to blow off some steam at the quote-unquote
exactly.
end of the week.
Although, a good TGIF.
She brings
moment.
Color to the table.
Yes, she does.
I can if you want me to.
I'm guessing that even though some thoughts turn to the weekend, that a dean's work is never done, even over the weekend.
I'm not going to be dramatic.
Okay. Professor Jim Tubbs is across the table from me, as
Howdy.
He oft is. How are you doing, Jim?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I see that you're wearing your classic patterns, Jim. You know I always appreciate seeing those patterns across the table.
It's Costco.
that
works. It's clean.
That it's works. Clean.
It's
yes.
clean, and he's wearing pants.
Gotta love Kirkland.
Yeah, gotta love Kirkland.
It is not the shirt, but the man who wears it.
Right. Then why do you always say you like my shirts? What does that say? Should I be offended?
Yeah, I just realized.
When I said to Matt yesterday, what do I need to wear for the show? He goes, well, it is radio. But you do have to wear something. I said, how about a vestment?
Tattoos.
Now, you were pointing out the cleanliness of Jim's shirt, Professor Dave Chow. I'm a little bit worried. Are you wearing clean clothes right now?
My medicine hat tiger shirt. So.
I like it.
10 games in a row?
Oh,
they won, wow. So. Not that I'm following them or anything like that.
Not at all. Nico, Dave is originally from Medicine Hat, Alberta, is where he hails from.
I'm a proud Canadian boy.
Yes.
I know, the accent throws everyone. I'm so sorry.
Professor Jason Roach is here.
And always not too far from a Zamboni or a Tim Hortons.
That's my future job. So,
even though I'm not really from Canada.
No, actually, I did think about becoming a Zamboni driver one of these days.
Oh, that's your retirement career, isn't it?
I don't mind driving the Zamboni, but I also found out the side job that Zamboni drivers have to do, and they have to go clean out the locker rooms after the midget kids get done.
I'll pass
on Zamboni driving.
Hashtag not quite as cool.
Has anybody ever seen a Zamboni?
Yes. Oh, yes. Up
they
close.
Not in Berkeley as of late.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Oops. Something's wrong with the Berkeley Ice Arena.
Issues.
Moving on to Professor Heather Hill Vasquez, who said that she was interested in getting into local politics.
We could use you
in Berkeley because we're having all these problems.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Zoning, rats, drainage issues.
Oh, those drainage issues.
Speaking of which, Matt, did you also have a power outage the other night?
Oh, my word. Okay.
I was scared out of my mind with you.
Has anybody ever seen a real, honest-to-God, like, residential-sized transformer just go?
Yes.
Okay? So this happens in a blinding flash with that just inimitable sound in front of our house. All three of our kids in the middle of the night come running out of the rooms like the aliens are attacking. It's the end of the world. And my wife's laughing hysterically because I have this beautiful, wonderful alarm clock that has no battery backup. So the first time the power goes out, I reset the alarm clock, go back to sleep. 30 seconds later, this happens 7 more times before she's like, just leave it alone. I'm like, but I have to wake up for work tomorrow.
Actually, Matt, when you said that, you know, because it also happened to our house, I kept on thinking, I know Matt goes to sleep at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon to get up. I'm thinking, Matt's going to get screwed up. He's going to wake up the next morning, no power, no alarm clock. He's going to be in this driveway in his pajamas trying to get ready for work. I just...
Well, whatever it was right outside Leslie's and my bed.
It was like 9 o'clock really close. Yeah, because I remember...
Big ball of green red light.
So how long did it take?
Honestly, everything came back on, and then
1:30.
We heard sirens. 1:30 a.m. was when it all went, you know, normal again, and then I just went to sleep and tried to get some sleep before the next day. It was the night before we came back from break. It must have been Sunday night.
Something like that. I just remember I was on my computer, and everything went dim for that split second. But I also have battery backup.
So well, see, that's the issue. There.
But then I'm running around the house unplugging every sensitive electronic device.
Right. So. Folks, this is a program. You can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win a prize. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp or find us on Facebook. You know, we had a handful of questions left from our great listener, Amy Dixon. And she had sent us questions all about Titans. But they were not University of Detroit Mercy Titans. They were all sorts of other Titans. The last question she had asked us, besides Detroit Mercy, name four of the other six colleges that have Titans as mascot. Indiana University South Bend, Wisconsin Oshkosh, Cal State Fullerton, Ohio State Newark, Central Ohio Technical College, and Eastern Florida State College.
Oh, geez, I would have just guessed all of those.
Oh, yeah, so easy.
I know, with enough clues.
Now, I want to know, do they actually have a physical mascot? Like,
well, I don't know, but it's their, I mean, well, yeah, you guys have a mascot, but you don't even have any sports teams.
We're prepping, just in case.
But they're creative. Yeah. They're creative.
Give a mascot?
Yeah, Watson Peacock. He'll be there tomorrow night, so if you want to come by, take a look.
There you go.
I'm not sure he'll stand out in the crowd, but it's an interesting crowd.
You'll notice.
So. Okay.
What's the only Metropolitan Detroit high school that has Titans as their mascot?
Holy.
Cast Tech.
No, they're the technicians.
They're the technicians.
It's not Detroit Public School.
It is not. It is south of Detroit.
Flat Rock.
Allen Park.
Inkster.
Everything but. It says Southgate Anderson is the title.
Southgate
Anderson.
I didn't know that.
There is only one beetle larger than the Titan beetle. What is its name?
Ringo.
Ringo the beetle.
Giganto.
Titan
whatever
beetle
it is,
bigger than the what?
I'm on, my skin is already crawling. This beetle's body can grow up to 6.5 inches in length. That is
cute,
a big beetle.
Adorable.
Rhinoceros beetle?
Yeah. You know, you're really close. Yeah. You're really close because of its horn. It's called the Hercules beetle. They're related.
Wow.
So I'm giving you partial credit.
Yay.
She'll take it.
Hercules.
In what year were Titan missiles... or rockets, started and then discontinued from service.
Wait a minute.
63? 62?
It was earlier than that. It says 59.
59.
Yep. Yeah. But what year were they retired? Because it was quite recent.
Wait a minute. I saw this as Star Trek First Contact. Wait a minute. Didn't they revive them?
Oh. 2012.
It says 2005 they were discontinued. Titan missiles or rockets.
Was that the missile that he used?
Yeah.
Oh, that
remember
he
the silo in Montana?
Yeah.
That was it. So.
Oh, no kidding. Good one, Dave.
I'm a geek, remember?
Titan is the world's fifth largest wristwatch manufacturer. In which country are they manufactured?
Sweden?
No, it's not.
U.S.
Switzerland?
Nope.
Two China?
Nope.
Korea?
Denmark?
Is it European?
It is not European. It's Asian.
Oh.
That was South Korea.
Hong Kong.
Taiwan.
Sri Lanka.
India. These are always very difficult. I think if Prasad were here, he'd get it on the first shot.
India.
It's India.
I said India.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, we missed it.
I'm sorry.
I heard her. Yes,
you heard her.
I heard her.
I tell you, there's some good
It's my right ear.
A dean's ears miss nothing.
In what Disney animated film were five Titans brought on to terrorize the Earth?
Disney animated?
Fantasia?
It wasn't Fantasia. It was Hercules, yes. The name
Hercules.
Of the movie.
Well, I was thinking of those brooms. Disney. They scared me.
They are scary.
Oh, yes.
Those brooms.
Oh, man.
In Fantasia. Yeah.
We've got some questions here. There's only two, but I think you're going to find them quite interesting. From Mark Freeman. He says, I have a son, Adam, who's a freshman at Detroit Mercy on the cross-country team this fall. Mm. When we went on a tour of campus, I told him about ATP and how I used to listen to it when I was younger, and I thought the program defunct. I was so surprised and started to download the past shows. I really want a mug, so I asked my brother and a few friends who went to Detroit Mercy in the 80s for some trivia from their time there. And we got two questions out of that conversation. Freeman, Freeyman. What current professor at Detroit Mercy has written three books, met five living presidents, been on Oprah, and has shook hands with Desmond Tutu?
Ike McKinnon.
Ike McKinnon is the correct answer.
That's right.
Yeah. Very cool. He was just on the show a few weeks ago.
Yes, he was.
A little bit more difficult of a question. Who was the Varsity News editor from the 1980s? Where's Vivian when we need her?
Oh, I can name.
Who turned the basement of the clock tower into his own bachelor pad apartment?
Matt Mile.
That's what I was going to
Benvenuto. Was it,
Rick?
It's not Chuck Bobian.
Oh, you heard that one.
I got no Chuck here. No Chuck.
It's Dave.
You're correct.
Dave.
Keep going. Keep going.
Oh, I know who he is. Bellion. Dave Bellion.
That's not what it says here.
No.
It says Dave Knotts is what it says.
Oh, I did not know that. I was going for Bellion.
Well, so you guys were really close.
How do you get control of the basement of the clock tower?
And describe bachelor pad.
Yeah.
You know, are we talking like carpeting on the walls?
There's a bachelor pad built into the Eiffel Tower, too.
Why not?
Oh, they're
top or the bottom?
Yeah, I still had an
like in the middle on that second tier.
Wow.
I don't know. I've not been.
Gustav had his office way up at the top.
Yeah. Wow.
So what's in there now? Pigeons?
No, I forget what. I think it's just like an observation.
I think it's like Cinderella's Tower.
A paper airplane drop.
For $10,000, you could probably go in for a minute.
For a minute.
Take a photo and be ejected.
Oh, my gosh.
Pushed off.
From the top, yes.
With a parachute.
You have to pay extra.
Unless you get the fast pass.
That would be fast.
Gravity does work, so.
Okay, we've got some more questions here, profs. My apologies for not having any new questions in a while. I've been hoping to up the ante with slightly more difficult work.
Uh-oh.
With tougher questions comes more time for research. Mm-hmm. I'd like to think these questions are a little tougher than the ones I've sent in the past, but there's only one way to find out, and that's to toss them out to the profs and see how they do. I hope you'll enjoy, and hopefully before long, come up with even more. Keep up the great job. Sincerely, Beverly Hollis.
Oh, thank you,
Beverly. And do come up with more.
Yes, please.
But easier.
We haven't heard of
that.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. I'm not taking any chances.
I love it when question sets start with things like this. What was the best-selling album in the United States of 1976?
Saturday Night Fever?
No. Although you guys saying that in tandem freaks me out.
Well, we need 77.
We need one more BG.
Oh, is it a Donna Summer album?
It is not a Donna Summer album.
Oh, darn.
ABBA.
Wasn't Stayin' Alive?
Peter Frampton.
Was it Doors? The
Eagles?
ABBA.
I haven't heard
Peter Frampton?
It. And no, it's not ABBA.
No, it's not Frampton.
Is it disco or rock? Can you give us a genre?
I mean, I would
genre?
Call it rock for sure.
Boston? Mm-hmm. Styx?
Chicago?
Led Zeppelin 4.
Bruce Springsteen.
I mean, it's a solo act, but he has a big backup band.
Oh,
Don
is that,
Henley?
No, The Wings.
Tom Petty.
Paul McCartney.
Eagles.
You might say that the album made him come alive.
Oh, you
Peter
Frampton.
Peter Frampton.
Somebody said Peter Frampton.
Yeah, I heard Peter.
Like, for real?
Peter. Wasn't me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's check
the
beat.
The music card.
I had Derek in the back.
The mic is on this side.
I'm sorry. Well, then we've already. I'm not going to do any more of these tough questions. We'll figure them all out.
No, it was tough on the moderator. It's not tough on us.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's true.
Uh-huh.
In what state is the Teton Dam?
Nevada?
Not Nevada.
It's not
Teton.
Wyoming?
It's not Wyoming.
The Grand Alaska. Tetons.
Is it Idaho? No,
the map is behind me, doggone it. I can't help.
Where is that dam?
Arizona?
Not Arizona.
California.
Utah.
Nope.
Montana.
Alaska.
It's Idaho.
I said Idaho.
That's all they've got. Yeah.
Oh, just stop.
I just said all we got left is Idaho.
I think
in every state on the west side of the country.
Michael, can you replay the tape? Is it Idaho?
What is
would never
Matt, are you ready
up?
For Miracle Year?
Yes.
We're going to get Matt like a big ear horn.
When we're all talking at one time, how do you expect him to hear the right answer?
What is the real name of the son of Sam Killer?
David Berkowitz.
Yes, it was David Berkowitz. Who said that? What are the official languages? Ooh, we had a recent thing happen here. So one of the auxiliary bishops of the Archdiocese of Detroit was reassigned to Guam. Mm-hmm. We were conjecturing the other day whether that was punishment or reward.
Yeah.
What are the two official languages of the U.S. territory of Guam?
English?
And?
Spanish?
No.
Guamish.
Very, very... You know, I'm given partial credit. Guamish is formally known as Chamorro, is what it's called.
Oh, we would have
that's the name
that.
Of the, that's
that
name of the time zone that they're in.
If it was in the scriptures, you would have known.
I thought
I wouldn't.
Wait a minute. I thought I ordered that at Chipotle last week.
Well, you know the official language of Luxembourg? is Luxembourgish.
Is it really?
Really.
Oh, weird.
Well, yeah, they're going to add ASL as a third language of Canada.
No way.
Yeah.
What? Oh, ESL. Yeah. Yeah. ASL. ASL. Yeah.
And we need to get on that here, too.
Yeah, we probably
We got Braille money. We're good for something. So.
Yeah.
Why don't they call it CSL up there?
I think we ought to make our bills different sizes to, you know.
We're all in
America. No, you know who would fight that? Coca-Cola and Pepsi.
Well, of course they would for the machine.
Yeah, the machine.
They don't call it Canadian Sign Language because it's closer to French than to English.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
We. Oui.
The sign language is closer to French?
In American.
Yeah.
American Sign Language, yes.
It is a separate language.
I can't imagine French hand signals.
That would be the worst radio show ever.
It would be. What famous comedian had his stage debut at what was called the Ramona Theater, Grand Rapids, Michigan, July 16th, 1905?
1905?
Mm-hmm. Charlie Chaplin.
No, but I mean, you're in the wheelhouse. It's that generation.
Will Rogers?
Nope.
Red Skelton?
Nope.
David Letterman?
1905?
That's really old.
It says that was the debut of Groucho Marx had his comedy debut.
Wow. I mean, how old was he?
Can't give you that.
Could have been number 15.
Same as Nick, 12.
David Letterman, however.
What band once featured a lineup of Dennis DeYoung, John Panozzo, John Kurulesky, and Glenn Burtnick?
Was it Air Supply? Styx.
Styx.
Oh, okay.
Styx.
Wow.
Yes, exactly.
You're rocking.
Jacques Cousteau's iconic boat, the Calypso, had a life before it was turned into a research ship. What was that life?
It's a minesweeper, wasn't it?
It was a minesweeper. Yeah,
I remember
that.
He bought it on the cheap. That's why.
Oh my
He didn't
gosh.
Win it from Lando Calrissian.
No, neither.
And Aristotle Onassis is the opposite.
Yeah, look like Micah. She's got to wear a cap.
That's great.
It was a minesweeper in World War II around the island of Malta.
How many mines?
A Maltese.
Yes,
it was a Maltese mine. These mines were there. I mean,
well,
obviously, at least enough.
Sweep they might float in from somewhere else.
Still working on that.
One of our wonderful Jesuits is
Maltese
Father John.
John Saliba.
John Saliba.
I gotta let people know about this because we always like to bring you something special on the show. I follow a wonderful YouTuber who does wonderful historical scientific videos, and one of the recent ones is something I had never heard of before in a million years. There was a Nazi plot to block the entrance from the Mediterranean Sea to the Atlantic Ocean with a dam that would have been the largest engineering project in the history of the world and dry up the Mediterranean to force Europe and Africa to become the same continent.
You mean kind of a wall thing?
Basically, they were going to first start with expanding the shorelines.
So they were
going
to build a dam across the Strait of Gibraltar.
The Strait of Gibraltar.
And then pump out all the water.
Well, they were going to wait for it all to evaporate. I think.
That's not, it's salt
water. Words of Hillary Clinton, that's horrifying.
Couldn't I just get a shark with some laser beams?
The guy is a British guy, and he joked that he didn't think the people who had purchased their very expensive property on the French Riviera would have appreciated suddenly finding themselves 25 miles inland. Not good, not good. What is the name of the Georgetown University mascot?
The Hoya. The Hoya.
He's a Hoya, but what's his name?
Yeah, what's his name?
Wait, Greg? George.
He's a little bulldog.
Jeb.
He is a little bulldog, which is the Hoya.
Bobby the bulldog?
Nope.
Henry the Hoya.
Same usual sometimes nickname Iggy. Of people named John.
Jack.
Jack the bulldog. Jack the Hoya. Our Jesuit brothers and sisters at Georgetown University.
I think he should be named Ignatius.
It should be Iggy.
Yeah, Iggy.
Of course.
Iggy the bulldog.
What was the former Louisiana governor Huey Long's nickname?
Kingfish.
The Kingfish. Speaking of King Baby, he was the Kingfish. Let's see. Ooh, my. I think most people know the oldest institution of higher learning in the United States of America is Harvard University.
Yes.
What is the second oldest institution of higher learning in America?
Ooh. Harvard University Continuing Ed. No.
Is it William and Mary?
It's William and Mary. Oh, how did
you know? There you go.
You have to know these things.
I guess you do.
You know, a famous alum of William and Mary, one of my favorites, Glenn Close.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And one of my favorites, Mike Tomlin, coach of the six-time Super Bowl champion Pittsburgh Steelers.
Glenn Close is better.
How many Super Bowl rings does she have?
Legally, she doesn't need them.
Oh, my gosh.
How many Oscar nominations does he have?
Glenn Close was the speaker at my commencement at Mount Holyoke College. Commencement. Oh,
there you go. Very cool.
It's a very small school, too.
What British punk band was led by Ian McCulloch?
Echo and the Bunnymen.
Echo and the Bunnymen. They're called Bunnymen.
My brother will get a laugh.
Yeah, I wouldn't have called them punk either.
College rock.
Yeah. It's almost like calling R.E.M. punk.
Yeah.
Maybe at the time it was thought of as punk.
Things have changed.
It was on the edge.
In what U.S. city is the Owens Corning Company located?
Toledo.
Toledo, Ohio. Toledo, Ohio. Absolutely.
I like to go shop in their factory outlet store. There you go.
For my pink insulation, right?
No, whenever I break a bunch of glasses, you know.
This is sort of interesting because it's certainly open to interpretation. What is considered Thomas Edison's first greatest invention?
The wheel.
No.
The light bulb.
Air. No, it doesn't say that. Because that was really later in his career when he invented incandescent light.
Sliced bread.
No. You can play with one of these and make your own recording at the Henry Ford. The phonograph. Phonograph.
Okay.
It's pretty interesting. Writing your name on a wax cylinder, or writing your name, putting your voice on a wax cylinder.
The first one was a recording of him saying, Mary had a little lamb.
Right, exactly.
On a wax cylinder. Mm-hmm.
And that recording still exists for you to listen to at the Henry Ford in Dearborn, Michigan.
Awesome.
Who was the first woman elected as head of state in a primarily Islamic country?
Golda Meir?
No,
that's
not Pakistan.
Yeah, it was Pakistan.
Oh, yeah.
She got assassinated.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Benazir Bhutto.
Bhutto was her name. Very well done. Wow, you guys ran through those questions.
And those are tough? I mean, yes, they were.
And while we think about how tough those questions were, we'll take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
This set of questions comes from Amy DeSantis. And she writes, I've decided to take pity on you and send you more questions. Harry Truman once said that if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. So I've decided.
It didn't work for me.
You mean Buddy.
I got Buddy.
That's right. You're probably sleeping with Buddy right now.
Who doesn't? I'm sorry. Hillary's mad at me.
So these are questions about the first dogs, as Amy calls them. What American president is considered the father of the American foxhound?
I did not have sex with that foxhound.
I don't think you should share that.
Washington.
That's right.
No.
He crossed the staghounds given to him by the Marquis de Lafayette with his own smaller black and tan Virginia hounds, creating the American foxhound.
I'll be darned.
Roof.
He didn't know that.
But the guy couldn't seem to win a battle.
Well, he's too busy taking pictures of these dogs fooling around. You know?
We are back. We are working on some serious new questions here. Dear Matt and professors, I know I just sent you a handful of varied questions, but I couldn't help sending in a really tough set as well as hilarious set of 20. One of our favorite topics here, Saved by the Bell. No. 20 questions about diner lingo. It's a topic I find fascinating and entertaining. As a person that grew up around restaurants and diners, I'm always in awe of the creativity of the terms. Hope the panel will have a good time with these, because I sure as heck had fun looking them up. Michelle Horner, thanks a lot.
I am sure our resident pastry chef will know all of these answers.
You've never really been a short order cook.
I've never been a short order cook, but I do have a soft spot for Waffle House, and I hope I didn't just invalidate myself by saying that, but man,
not at all.
They're wafer thin potato pancakes.
They do the hash browns. They get that butter that makes it really good.
So someone's going to call for something using the lingo, and you guys have to decode it into the food or drink that it represents. Barley broth,
soup,
beer.
Beer is what it is. That actually costs more syllables than just saying the word beer. I'm already sort of,
but not as much fun.
Yes, that is true. Speaking of fun. When someone orders a Jane Mansfield, what are we getting?
Two eggs.
No,
it is not eggs. It is not eggs. Although it is a breakfast food.
Stack of pancakes.
Tall stack of pancakes.
Oh. Right there. I like Jim's idea.
Just one?
One. It's just a stack.
One grit.
Stack. Yeah,
one massive.
There's no such thing as one grit.
How about someone ordering, and who would go to a diner to do this? Old maids.
Old maids.
Old maids. They have something with cards.
Something gets left behind.
Mm-mm. Oh, day old something?
I mean,
day
it's old something, but old purposefully bread? Old.
Bread pudding.
No.
Wine?
Old. What food gets almond? Better with time?
Almond cheese? Croissant.
Coffee.
What kind of diners coffee. Am I going to?
Old maids are prunes.
Oh. Well, they're certainly not dates.
One from the Alps is going to have what on it?
Something on top.
Whipped cream.
Yeah.
Nope.
I was going to guess Swiss Miss Instant Cocoa.
Swiss cheese.
Swiss
yes.
cheese.
Oh. Okay.
One from the Alps. Noah's boy with Murphy carrying a wreath.
Wait,
Noah's
say that again.
Boy with Murphy.
Ham Noah's with, boy with
ham
Murphy
with what?
Carrying a wreath.
Carrying a wreath.
Noah's boy is ham.
Ham.
What's Murphy?
Cabbage.
Stereotypical.
Potato. Cabbage.
Murphy is, yep, the cabbage, and the wreath would be potatoes, cabbage. So ham, potatoes, and cabbage. Who orders that?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, ham and potatoes are good together.
That's true.
I think
cabbage, that's good.
Cabbage.
Elephant dandruff.
Oh, boy.
A dusting of powdered sugar.
No, think of big. Elephants are big,
yeah,
right?
Big dandruff.
A lot of powdered sugar.
Biscuits and gravy.
No. Asiago cheese.
Nope.
In a diner?
Big flakes, right?
Big
flakes.
Corn flakes.
Oh. Yeah, corn flakes. These are too obscure. I would take forever to figure out what the order is.
Drown the kids.
It's pretty brutal.
Pancakes covered with syrup?
Nope.
Drown the kids.
Something in milk?
Nope. No, this time we're going to hard boil in water. Eggs. The eggs. Yes. Mm. Hard boil the eggs.
Oh, the kids.
That's so morbid.
That's
outright morbid.
How about a hot blonde in the sand?
I refuse to answer this question.
A hot blonde.
No ideas, huh?
What, okay. No.
I don't think we have any of these at the table, but we're close to having one of them.
A disaster?
What?
Hold on. Okay.
I'm offended.
No. Oh, that's not what I meant at all. It's coffee with cream and sugar.
Oh.
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
Blonde? No. My wife orders a blonde.
That's way too much cream.
Starbucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. How about a... This is actually... Oh, man. This is going in directions. I just don't know what to say about it.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Well.
Mystery in the Alley. I just got one of these at one of our breakfasts a couple weeks ago.
Mystery in the alley.
You always get oatmeal every morning.
Grandma always says when we're opening presents that she wants you to make something out
make
of
hash out
make
of
hash
it.
Out of it. Oh, side order true. Of hash.
How is that?
Mystery in the alley.
How is that mystery? Is that
a because
it's
someone
a mystery,
got
aren't
up.
You listening?
No, I'm sorry. I wasn't.
No, but I'm thinking like mystery. I mean, depending whose alley.
I guess I was too focused on the in part.
It's true.
Yeah.
Bloodhound in the hay.
Bloodhound in the hay?
Yep.
A dog with sauerkraut?
A dog with sauerkraut.
Wow,
all right.
That's nice.
Wow.
You did very, very well, but unfortunately, it's time for us to say goodbye, Professor Hill Vasquez.
No more blonde questions.
Yes, Professor Roach.
See you next time.
Professor Chow.
See you.
Professor Tubbs.
Bye.
Dean Pacini.
Good night.
Professor Maggio.
Thanks, bye.
Professor Seymour.
Good night, Gracie.
And now these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Javon Holland, technically directed by Michael Jason, and technically our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm technically your host, Matt Technically Miles.